Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today. What's the future of certified Angus beef look like? Mark McCulley offers his thoughts in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Wanted to go back and wrap up our conversation of a few days ago with Mark McCulley, Vice President for Development for the Certified Angus Beef Program. Mark says that as we look ahead into the future, he sees lots of opportunity for CAB.
You know, we're pretty optimistic. We crossed £1 billion 3 years ago, and we've had, I think, our 13th consecutive record year, something like that. And when we first started about talking about £1 billion, that was about 10 years ago, and there was probably a lot of us that, wow, that's a really nice goal and a really fun number to talk about, but I'm not sure we'll really ever get there. We're talking about £2 billion today, and we don't believe it's an if, it's just a win, because the demand that's out there today, not just here domestically, but around the world, the demand for high-quality, grain-finished, highly marbled beef is super high. And as we continue to produce more prime, more certified Angus beef, we're able to access new businesses, new chefs, new consumers with a product that maybe they've never had consistent access to before. They're willing to bet. There, if I'm a chef, I'm more confident putting that product out on the menu because I know it's going to perform, and I'm going to get behind it. We see retailers getting more aggressive, but putting it out on ad feature because they know that's how they're going to differentiate themselves in that really crowded market space out there to sell groceries. They're not going to do it with Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Campbell's Soup. They're going to do it with higher quality meats, high quality beef, their perishable products. And so we're pretty bullish. We think this is going to continue to grow. You know, we'll probably have some hiccups, because such a big part of our business is export today. It's over 16% of our business. We know that that's a volatile marketplace. Things can change overnight. We get that. But long term, we think there's an awful lot of demand still out there.
You think that when it comes to the changing, landscape of how grocery stores are looking, supermarkets, these direct deliveries, computer, getting on your smartphone and ordering your groceries, they show up in an hour and a half or 2 hours. How does that fit with a perishable product like beef?
We think that's a pretty great opportunity for brands. If I as a consumer am going to just go on my app and order a steak, I'm not sure I'm going to be comfortable just ordering a beef steak. I probably am going to allow the brands to something that if I can't go pick it out myself, I'm going to probably allow that brand to help guide my purchase decision a little bit. And we see that. I think we see that across other items in the grocery store, across consumer goods as a whole. So I think it's a great opportunity for brands. It's a way to help communicate that promise that consumer is not going to have a direct connection of actually physically pulling it out of the meat case, but they're going to have to do this on their phone. I think a brand's a way to communicate that.
Mark McCulley, Vice President for Production for Certified Angus Beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Ranching ain't for sissies. The 2019 Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas, will take on critical issues facing the beef cattle industry. Speakers will include Temple Grandin, Burke Tykert of Beef Magazine, Cattle Facts, and many others. For more info, call Hemp Hill County AgriLife at 806-323-9114. 806-323-9114. 323-9114. This is Ron Hayes. I'll see you in Canadian.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.